Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, January 23rd, 2025. Nordic Aqua Farms, the company that wanted to build a salmon aquaculture facility in Belfast but faced many legal challenges from local residents, has abandoned the project and will be putting the land up for sale. Upstream Watch, one of the organizations involved in fighting the project, had this response. Quote, "From the start, we were committed to understanding the science and the environmental and economic costs of this proposal. To construct Nordic's $500 million facility would have destroyed the Little River's carbon sequestering forests and wetlands, and its operation would have required massive amounts of freshwater and energy use and resulted in millions of gallons of nutrient-laden discharge pouring into the Penobscot Bay daily. The real impacts on our waters, the surrounding ecosystem, the climate, and our community were unacceptable to us. We simply can no longer allow industries to destroy carbon-sequestering ecosystems and pollute our waters while the true costs are hidden from the public. Nordic's departure from Belfast is a win for all of us, including Penobscot Bay, the Little River ecosystem, and all of the life that thrives in these places. It is also a testament to the power of a dedicated, passionate community of people. We would have never prevailed if it was not for all of you standing with us. A very special thank you goes out to everyone who gave so generously to our organization, showed up and testified at public meetings again and again, wrote letters to their counselors and representatives, submitted letters to the editor, and provided their expertise to analyze project impacts." It goes on, quote, "While today we take a moment to celebrate this enormous win, there is still work ahead. Nordic Aqua Farms stated in their official announcement that they will be putting the Little River property up for sale. This ecosystem remains vulnerable, and we risk having to engage in yet another battle to protect it and Penobscot Bay. Stay tuned as we iron out the final details to ensure the lower Little River forest and wetland complex is permanently protected, and move forward with our efforts to mount a sustained, dynamic presence that will assure the long-term health and revitalization of Penobscot Bay and the entire watershed." End quote. You can get more information about Upstream Watch at upstreamwatch.org. The Friends of Harriet L. Hartley Conservation Area, another group that was involved in resisting the development, issued the following statement, quote, "Credit for stopping the company from building its facility goes to everyone who testified against it at public hearings, donated to citizen action organizations that mobilized to defend the Penobscot Bay and Maine's mid-coast, wrote letters to newspapers, or talked with friends and neighbors about the long-term damage such an industrial enterprise can do. While Nordic intends to put its Belfast properties up for sale, the array of legal actions against the company taken by landowners Jeffrey Mabee and Judith Grace, the Friends of Harriet Hartley Conservation Area, and Upstream Watch still need to be settled. Those cases and any negotiations to settle them will be arduous and intensely demanding. How willing Nordic is to fairly compensate the people who suffered the most from the company's stubborn campaign of regulatory manipulation, self-serving public relations, and legalized bullying will tell us much more about the lasting legacy of this, quote, Nordic saga, end quote. And that is from the Friends of Harriet Hartley Conservation Area. You can find them online at harriethartley.org. Nordic Aqua Farms released a statement that reads in part, quote, "Today, Nordic Aqua Farms Incorporated announced that they will no longer pursue their Belfast, Maine aquaculture project. This decision comes after long-fought legal challenges waged by opposition. The company exits after tens of millions of investment dollars and many years of planning and permitting in the state of Maine. The company received all local, state, and federal permits necessary to build an on-land salmon farm on the 57-acre site in late 2020. And has been defending them and other legal challenges since. The overwhelming consensus among experts and decision makers was that the Nordic Aqua Farms project aligns with both environmental and community goals," end quote. You can read more about Nordic Aqua Farms at nordicaquafarms.com. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good day. Try to stay warm. I'll see you tomorrow.